Hey, welcome to the Studio Cast. This is a Studio 48 partner, Todd Waller, here. With me today on the Studio Cast is Studio 48 associate Kayla Stark. Hello, Kayla.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. We also have Mr. Michael Fisher from Ross Mortgage here. Michael, how you doing, man?
Doing fantastic. Hello. Script says hello and banter, but I'm just saying hello.
Thank you for calling that out. I appreciate you, buddy. So we thought about having Kayla here interview Michael today because the two of them ran into something specific to VA financing that I think is something that's needs to be known. There's a whole bunch of myths that surround VA, and Michael can jump into a lot of that. But there was something in particular that popped where we went, huh. This should be something that we bring to the forefront. So, to kind of set the table, Michael Fisher is one of the minds behind the Veteran Mortgage Advisor training program that's out there. And as a lender, he saw a rather large knowledge gap between the practice and the reality of that VA loan product out there for veterans that have earned this benefit. So Kayla here as an associate is currently in a transaction with Michael with some purchasers, and they ran into something that was just extraordinary. So kind of having set that table, mm-hmm. Kayla.
Take it away.
Yeah.
Well, first we'll just kind of start off with like a few general questions that I get asked a lot. That I think will be helpful to have your answers to. So when should an active duty or veteran purchaser start to reach out to begin the loan process?
Great question, Kayla. And in my opinion, it's never too early to talk to somebody and figure out what resources are available or how to gather more information. Even if you're not ready to make a move, write a contract or do any of that kind of stuff, just understanding what the options are and how the benefit can be used is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the timing, when somebody is moving, changing station, they call it permanent change of station, in many cases PCS, or just getting out of the military, retiring, mm-hmm. it can be somewhat flexible.
Sure.
But when those orders come and when the day to move comes, ultimately, they got to move, right?
Yeah.
So getting ahead of the curve and knowing what all the options are as far in advance as possible really helps the veteran buyer decide, what am I going to buy? Am I going to rent? Where am I going to live?
Sure.
Way upstream
yep.
from when they would actually write an offer on a property. Does that yep. make sense?
That makes total sense. And I think in this situation that we're going to be talking about too with my current buyers, it helped that they did reach out so far in advance because they had a lot of questions, but also something did just pop up on the market that they weren't expecting, but you already had the ball rolling with them, so that was perfect.
Well, you hear people all the time say like, well, we think we're going to write an offer in the spring or the summer or the fall, and then all of a sudden their dream house is in front of them, and it's 3 or 4 or 5 months in front of that original timeline, but they want that property.
Yeah.
And so they start spinning their wheels thinking, well, would this work? Would this not work? And the more that you've done in advance to prepare them for the realities of the market, the better off everyone is going to be when it comes to, you know, helping serve them and help them meet their needs.
Yep.
Because let's face it, in today's market, the perfect house may not pop up on any given time frame. You say, I want to buy a house this week in this neighborhood. Might not be an option,
yeah.
right? But if that house in that neighborhood comes up, man, that was 2 months before I wanted it to come up. But I really, really want it bad.
Yeah.
In the end of my life, I might be in that neighborhood for 15 years. Who cares about those 2 months?
Sure.
Let's get it done, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. So what are some of the common gaps or misunderstandings that you see in today's market as it relates to VA loans?
Well, there's two different angles of misunderstandings, or two different, I guess, sources, if you will, of misunderstandings. And the misunderstandings come from the veterans themselves. They don't necessarily know their benefits. The VA doesn't really have an education and training and marketing program internally. There is what they call a transition class, a TAPS class, but generally there's a very small section related to housing and financing. So most of the time your service members are just picking stuff off the internet. And some of the sources are great. I mean, if they're following our program or following you guys, are getting pretty accurate info, but sometimes they come through with maybe some not so accurate info from the internet or from friends and family. And the second source of confusion comes from the real estate community itself. And you know, for years the VA loan might have been much more difficult to work with than other products. The VA has worked really hard over the last decade or two to make that not a reality anymore. And some of those myths still persist. And some of the ignorance by the lenders and the realtors out there on how to make the program work smoothly cause these myths to become reality. And so there's a knowledge gap,
yep,
both for the veteran looking to buy and for the industry itself, whether it's realtor or loan, sure, officer. So that's where the misperceptions really start.
Is there one really common misconception that sticks out to you that that most people think is true and it's not? Is there one that really stands out?
I think one of the biggest ones that I hear all the time is that the VA appraiser is an inspector. They say, oh, there's a VA inspection, right, and they're going to just kill this deal. Mm-hmm. The inspector's going to come home with their white glove. They're going to just wipe this property off the market. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And most people don't realize that the VA appraiser is the same appraiser that does all other types of transactions, conventional, USDA, RDA, jumbo, all those kind of products are all done by the same people.
Sure.
It's just a different form that they put it on, if you will.
Okay.
So the processes are pretty much identical.
Mm.
The turn times are very, very similar.
Yeah.
And when you look at the results and the stats nationwide, they line up almost side by side. The same number of appraisals came in at value and below value, the whole kind of stuff. So the misperception, I think, is out there because a lot of agents and lenders don't do a ton of VA transactions. They may not specialize in them. Might run across one a year, one every 2 years. And if they have a problem with that one transaction, it sticks out big time. And so you know, the myths can kind of start from something like that.
Yep.
And, you know, I think, too, that because VA has what they call minimum property requirements, that, in my opinion, are really close to a conventional loan, but maybe have one or two components that are like maybe like an FHA product or a more strict appraisal.
Mm.
A lot of people put them in this bucket of an impossible appraisal that's going to be, again, like a white glove inspector.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult to get through that whole process. And generally, that's just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know in our office, we have never had a deal not close because of property condition.
Mm-hmm.
And our office done a ton of VA transactions the last couple of years. I don't want to do the public math for us right now. But I hear all these people telling us, oh, no, that won't go VA.
Right.
That won't go VA. Mm. Or the VA says this or that. I'm like, man, is that based in reality? Or is that based in just a perception based on one property that was a teardown property 10 years ago or something of that nature? You know?
Sure.
So, yeah, the understanding the appraisal part of it, I think, is really, really tricky.
Mm-hmm. Well,
a long answer, short question.
No, that was a great answer.
Great information.
So we were recently worked on a transaction together, or are currently working on a transaction together, where we learned something about the VA loan that I didn't know. I think a few other people might not have known, so it's good for us to talk about. But it's something that could be very helpful and useful when just with VA purchasers in general, but especially if you're going into a situation where there's multiple offers or you're getting into a, you know, a bidding war type of situation. So would you like to talk about that?
I would love to talk about that.
Because I didn't know this. Luckily, you caught this in our email thread and corrected me, which I appreciated. So I will forever remember this moving forward.
No, it's good. In VA, you know, it isn't other products. It's VA. It's kind of funny. We sometimes jokingly say, like, don't FHA my VA, meaning don't apply other loan guidelines on top of what the VA program actually allows.
Sure.
And the cool thing that we discovered together recently was that the VA understands the military lifestyle is a mobile lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans tend to relocate more, and they actually tend to buy more houses, too, over the course of their lifetime. For that reason, sometimes they can't, as we mentioned earlier in the discussion, they can't always buy in the perfect timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So the VA said, hey, let's help a little bit when we can, instead of forcing them to occupy a property within the industry standard 60 days, let's go ahead and give them more time. Let's give them up to a year, as long as it makes sense.
Yep.
As long as we can kind of put in writing what is really going on with the income and the relocation and the military assignments or retirements, and it fits in the box with them moving into that house and calling it a primary residence, will allow up to a year. And so that, you know, that can make a big difference. Like we said earlier, if you find the right house, the right neighborhood, it's what you wanted, and you're 90 days out, oh, shucks, I can't write this offer because the seller isn't going to go back and forth with this long enough. They, you know, they want to close quicker or whatever. Ultimately, that additional allowance from the VA is huge for military members that are changing station or relocating, what have you. And, you know, it's something where They're a little bit more flexible during active duty time, to hopefully understandable. Mm-hmm. But if it's not active duty situation and it's a veteran who is, you know, already retired or just veteran status, they're still fairly flexible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's really cool that the VA allows those kind of things to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many veterans we run into that have had multiple houses in different states because of all their different duty assignments.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, sometimes I'll ask them, like, where are you going to live? I'm like, I don't know.
Pick one.
I'm not sure yet. But I know we're going to be here at this time frame.
Yeah.
You know, let's figure out.
Yeah, well, and that can add such great value to the buyers and, in our case, the sellers, too, because they needed extended occupancy and more time to live there. And
nice.
Not a lot of people could offer that much, you know, that long of a time frame. Mm-hmm. And when you're working with a new construction or new build of some sort, you don't really know the time frame that you need. So
mm-hmm.
it really worked out for both sides of the deal, which was amazing.
Well, I tell you what, yeah, Kayla, not to put words in your mouth, I'm going to do it. But a lot of lenders don't know these guidelines as well. And
mm-hmm.
as Todd mentioned, we created this Veteran Mortgage Advisor Program,
mm-hmm.
not just so myself, my office, and my company could be good at being loans, so the whole entire industry would
sure.
hopefully change the status quo and learn some of the things that they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're listening to this or hearing this, give it to your lender friends, too. We want them to learn as much mm-hmm. as they can. To help when needed. Now, we ran into one other piece on that transaction that I think is something that the VA program allows and no other program allows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that we had a veteran who's retiring. So kind of ending their career.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many times in the mortgage world, when somebody's ending their mm-hmm. career, we have this thing we call continuance. Like, is that pay going to continue?
Right.
What are you doing next? Where are you working? How are we going to sort all that out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the VA for years kind of said, well, if your ETS, or sometimes they call it EAS, expiration active service, expiration term of service, like the end of your career is coming up here, you're getting out, we can't count that military income if it's within 12 months.
Gotcha.
She's like, hey, I'm getting out soon. I'm getting out within a year. And man, I tell you, every time I talk to somebody who's getting out, they want to buy.
Mm.
Every time. Like, oh, I'm getting out soon, I want to buy. Well, that's kind of tricky because I know you want to buy, but I also know that your income isn't going to continue.
Right.
Sure.
So the VA, it does align with some of their programs and saying you got to show what's going on with the income after that.
Okay.
But after many, many years, they changed the rule just a couple years ago and said, look, there are some veterans who just had done everything right. They've saved all their money.
Mm-hmm.
They've, you know, put all their time in. They got great credit. Right. They got great debt. The file itself from the loan perspective looks great.
Right.
And they've said, look, if the lender can stack enough of these what they call compensating factors, good positive things in the file for the loan world, and they can put 10% down, we're okay with the income.
Hmm.
We're okay. We'll let it go. We know that it's going to be ending in a few months, but it's okay. We don't need to line up the future jobs. This person just has their eggs in the right basket.
Hmm.
Right.
It's funny because I hear borrowers that come to me and other loan products all the time. You say, can't you tell I make money? Can't you? And like, I can tell,
yeah.
But the computer system and the underwriters probably
right.
can't because, you know, like this job is ending or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an awesome thing that the VA has learned a lot about the military lifestyle and put that into their program. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I just told you right there with that 10% down on the compensating factors. I promise you, 90% of the loan officers out there don't know that.
Wow.
They don't know how to work through
that's
that.
Right.
Yes. And so I've talked to many, many active duty veterans or lenders that were talking to folks like that who were never given that option, didn't have
mm-hmm.
the chance, and were told, oh, sorry, you got to wait. You got to wait till you come back. You got to wait till you get a job. So now they have to do a double move, and
mm-hmm.
things become a lot more, you know,
yep.
complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a little bit more expensive, too.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
yep.
smokes. Well, so I've known this for a period of time. There are great flexibilities within the VA benefits and the VA loan product itself. Hearing Kayla's story specifically about more than 60 days post-close occupancy was a mind-blower for me. That was great to learn. And then hearing about the end of term and end of service ability as well for a veteran to be able to take advantage of the VA product, that's extraordinary. So appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your calendar there, Michael, and chatting with us just briefly about the VA loan, what's out there. You mentioned Veteran Mortgage Advisor. So if folks are interested in getting in touch with you for loan products, VA loan through Ross Mortgage, how do they get in touch with you?
They could go to VA Fisher, and my last name is FISCHER, VAFisher.com.
Perfect.
Or they can just text me 734-395-7797. They could probably Google Michael Fisher as well and find me in Brighton, Michigan. I do pop up on Google.
Nice. So. And so for any industry professionals that are listening to this, because we know there are a few of you listening to it. How do they get in touch with you with regards to Veteran Mortgage Advisor? Same contact info?
VeteranMortgageAdvisor.com. Try to keep it simple. They can find the website. They can reach out to us. And we'll try to help them get more information and get going down the path.
Awesome.
Now, I don't want to, you know, tip too much into the future here or throw out any vague things, but you know, we are working on an additional program called Veteran Housing Advisor for real estate agents that should be done hopefully soon.
Cool. Well, again, Michael, appreciate your time today. Thank you for speaking with us briefly about the VA and some fun flexibilities that are part of that product. Greatly appreciate it. Kayla, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Thank you for having us.
Exactly. This is Todd Waller with Studio 48 saying, we're here to recreate real estate.